El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills and Fletcher Hills. Let's start where it matters. Is this a place you'd actually want to live? Granite Hills in El Cajon earns a crime grade B safety rating, with a property crime rate of about 18.3 per 1,000 residents, lower than the U.S. average and safer than much of El Cajon. Homes.com's CAP Index scores it 3 out of 10 versus a national average of 4. The vibe is quiet and suburban, larger lots, privacy, and a semi-rural feel about 20 miles from central San Diego. Think Kennedy Park on a weekend, casual neighborhood restaurants, no nightlife to speak of, and that's exactly the point. Residents describe feeling extremely safe, love being 20 minutes from beaches, downtown, and the mountains, and value the community feel without the coastal congestion or price tag. The gripe? It's not a walkable urban hub. But that's a trade-off most folks here made deliberately. Fletcher Hills, just next door, is cut from the same cloth, calm, owner-occupied, and consistently cited among the safer pockets in El Cajon. Houses first. Your best shot at a house with a garage and room for that classic truck is at 15420 Old Highway 80, space 187, El Cajon. $3,200 per month, two-bed, two-bath, roughly 1,280 square feet. That's a single-family home. Confirm garage and in-unit laundry directly with the landlord, but at that size and price point in this zip, it's worth the call. Step it up to 3231 Dehesa Road, Unit 40. $3,400 per month, two-bed, two-bath, 1,371 square feet. More square footage, more breathing room. Both sit above Zillow's typical El Cajon rent of $2,277 per month, flat year over year, 0.0%. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for El Cajon specifically. It's a smaller city, so Zillow is your best benchmark here. The premium over that $2,277 baseline buys you real square footage and a residential setting. Townhouses. On South Mollison Avenue, two units at 932 South Mollison, Unit 932A at $2,500 per month, and Unit 934B at $2,550 per month, both two-bed, two-bath. Closer to Zillow's typical rent, solid value, but confirm parking situation before you commit. Apartment fallback. If a house or ADU isn't in the cards right now, Forest Park at Fletcher Hills on Petrie Street rates 4.2 stars across 450 Google reviews. That's a meaningful sample size. Rancho de la Luna on Van Houten Avenue rates 4.4 stars with 29 reviews. Smaller but well-regarded. Both are visible on screen now. Tap to see current availability and photos.